Good morning. Another very warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the upper 60s and lower 70s. With a good amount of sunshine to start the day, temperatures will begin to climb quickly back into the 80s. A large area of high pressure will continue to dominate the weather, both at the surface and aloft, situated over the western Atlantic Ocean. This high pressure center will continue to keep a front stalled out over the St. Lawrence Valley and Niagara frontier. We will remain on the warm side of the front with temperatures soaring into the lower to mid 90s with high humidity through the afternoon, making it feel like it's near 100 degrees for several hours during the middle of the day. In this environment, and with the front fairly close by, we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms develop during the early to mid part of the afternoon and last into the evening. Some of the thunderstorms could contain heavy downpours. Most of this activity will die out through the evening, and overnight we'll have partly cloudy skies, and it will remain muggy once again with lows back into the lower 70s. At this point, we'll watch a trough of low pressure begin to dig into the Great Lakes, and this should push the front closer to us on Wednesday. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds that'll remain humid with highs near 90, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms across the area. In fact, some of the storms could be on the stronger side with wind gusts and heavy downpours. This activity will last into Wednesday evening before dying out. As the trough deepens, energy will eject out of it and in our direction on Thursday and Friday. Low pressure waves will also move through, and this will keep the weather unsettled for the end of the week. In fact, on both days, skies will be mostly cloudy and it will be substantially cooler, with the risk of numerous showers and some thunderstorms and highs near 80 on Thursday and back into the mid-70s on Friday. Where this trough moves over the weekend will highly determine our holiday weather. Right now, it looks like some energy will continue to move through the trough on Saturday with the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. Then for Independence Day on Sunday, mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds and an isolated storm with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today after shattering all-time temperature records across the Pacific Northwest the last 2 days, cooler temperatures and onshore winds are forecast to enter areas west of the Cascades today, but extreme heat will remain and build farther inland across the northern Great Basin this week. Additional records are a guarantee for interior sections of Washington and Oregon over the next couple of days, extending into most of Idaho and western Montana. At Mount Washington this morning, patchy fog and 58 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 71, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.17 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Berthoud Pass, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-90s. Boston mostly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-90s. And in Buffalo mostly sunny, just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday at the airport, 90 degrees, the low 73. The average temperature, 82, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.44 inches now for the month, which is 1.35 inches below normal, and 14.85 inches for the year, which is 3.43 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 61. The record height, 96, set in 1933 and 1944, and the record low, 44, in 1970 and in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and humid today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and humid today with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid today, with the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, humid, showers and thunderstorms likely near 90. Mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms Thursday around 80. Mostly cloudy, more showers and storms on Friday in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. And mainly dry on Sunday for the 4th of July, a mix of sun and clouds, an isolated storm, mid to upper 70s. And still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms into Monday, with highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.